This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, back at it. Vacation's over. New Year has started. We're with you. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens here on 96.5 The Fan. I'm not going to say it, but
do
welcome
not,
to 2026.
Do not say it. You
I'm
had
not.
3 days to do that.
I'm not doing it.
And it was over. Of course, the biggest story, though, of the day that we are following here at 96.5 The
Prairie
Fan
Village.
Is Prairie Village. Yeah, yeah, big day in Prairie Village. They're going to find out they're going to have monkeys.
Welcome back.
This is where we start 2026, looking up at Fox 4. They're debating whether or not a resident of Prairie Village can have a monkey as a pet.
Yeah, can she keep her monkey?
That's right. I'll just set you up, Dusty. If that monkey's bad,
you have to spank it.
You do.
You have to. Yep. You don't get content like that from somebody that's not ruggedly handsome, as the promo says. Yeah, that is a true story. So, Prairie Village, do your due diligence. Let this woman live.
Yes.
Let her own her monkey.
Let her have a monkey, man. Carlos Beltran had a monkey when he played for the Royals in the clubhouse. It was great.
I tried to start you off with 2026 trivia. Ross from Friends had a monkey. What was the name of the monkey?
I don't know. I was never
Marcel.
A Friends guy. Marcel.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Marcel.
All right. Marcel the monkey. So, yeah.
Ross, a just sad human loser of life, can have a monkey. This woman in Prairie Village should definitely be able to have a monkey.
God, this woman needs to have this monkey in Prairie Village, right? Like, let her have the monkey.
I mean, I told you when I worked at Jack Stack that they had a service animal and it was a monkey.
Was it really?
100%.
Okay.
True story. And it's serious. I'm not lying. It's a true story. All my mother's life. It took an onion ring from another table.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did it eat the onion ring?
I'm assuming.
Okay, did it dip it in ketchup or barbecue sauce?
See, it's true story. You know, if Bobby Borden, there's your shout out. She put the service card in his face and she said, it's a service animal.
Oh my God.
He goes, can you go get your service animal? It's stealing an onion ring off my table 43. And it did. Because they put him on those little towers.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
The spicy or the regular sauce did he go with?
I think he just raw.
Just raw onion
ring. And she did
rings.
Not spank that monkey.
Okay, well, you
can't. It's a service animal.
It's a service animal, but the service animal
you can't
be
feed
stealing.
A sea night dog treats.
No,
I didn't.
It should not be stealing onion rings from people.
So, no, I do have a serious question. So, you have HOA?
Uh-huh.
Do they have a rule of how long you can keep your lights on your house?
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
All right.
No, but everybody took theirs down. I mean,
This has to be the week, right?
Yeah, we took ours down, or I should say we. My wife took everything down yesterday. She had one of those moments. She's like, I'm just going to take it all down and be done with it. I'm like, all right, cool. That's fine. That works. And then I walked out the side this morning, and usually during the holiday season, people leave their lights on overnight, you know, and whatnot. There was nobody out there today with their lights on. I think everybody looked at the weather, you know, over the last couple of days. It was warm right after the Christmas holiday. Mm-hmm. I think New Year's Eve
Week, I feel like, is the perfect week.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking for something to do. You're not watching the Chiefs.
Right.
And it's going to be like, what, like 60s, high 50s all week?
Yeah.
Because I was driving to work, went down the hall, and I was like, okay, like half the people did it, and there's still some people hanging on. Not that it's a judgmental thing.
No, not at all.
I just didn't know if it was, you know, one of those things where, like, because HOA will complain about having your garbage can at the end of your driveway for more than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. But you're free to have Christmas lights up as long as you want.
Yeah, I don't think there is a thing. Maybe there is. I don't really pay much attention to the HOA bylaws, but I've never heard of anything. And we've been there, you know, 15 years or whatever it's been. So, I've never heard. But I don't mind the lights. I don't. It's very therapeutic, I think, sometimes, too. I had even Christmas music on this morning as I was driving. And I like my phone was still stuck on the Christmas music channel and whatnot. And so I'm listening
That's
to
aggressive.
That kind of, you know, driving. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But it is. It's January 5th already, man. And like it just rapidly is gone. The first week of the year is already, like, you know, vanished and right before our eyes. That's the beauty of having the holiday on the Thursday and whatnot, and everybody kind of getting back into the flow, you know, today. And you're right, nobody's going to be watching the Chiefs. And so if this woman in Prairie Village wants to have a monkey and entertain us all, man, I am here for this. I am absolutely here for this.
I didn't know this was true, but we have a old server from, or maybe still server from Jack Stack. They said, not sure if you've heard part two of that story, but that same monkey at Jack Stack also took a sip from a lemon drop martini.
Oh, nice. Okay. So the monkey was drunk.
I told you, I don't make these things up. This is just my life. Mm-hmm. It's messed up. It is 6:05. How about some sports? Boy, if we wanted a game to end the regular season in football, it ended the way we wanted.
And Harbaugh is telling Likely how special that play was to set up this moment for the rookie out of Arizona. The Ravens, of course, had Justin Tucker for so long. The most accurate kicker in the history of the league. Rodgers can't believe what he has just witnessed. What might be the end for him. But they went around the country and spoke to a lot of the kickers who were coming out.
Really deep.
And they decided Tyler Loop was made of the right stuff for moments like this. He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Loop from 44. Snap good. Holding. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
That's brutal.
Boy, Ravens. What an announcer jinx that was. Holy cow.
It was a great call, though. It was a really good call.
Set up the scene.
Yeah.
That's what he's supposed to do.
The rookie kicker. Yeah. They interviewed all these guys.
Yeah. They got and missed.
Luke doesn't hear him.
Yeah.
It's not like you can hear his voice.
No, not at all, right?
But boy, I'll tell you what. Whew. If there's ever announcers that believe in that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because we know our guy Lefevre, he doesn't believe in
Not
any of that.
At all.
He'll
no.
be like, eighth inning, no runs, no hits, and no walks. That's perfect.
Yep.
On to the ninth. And you're like, Ryan.
Yep.
He's like, they can't hear
they
me.
They can't hear, and he has nothing to do with that. And Ryan is so adamant about it, too, which
he doesn't
love.
Care.
Right? He's despondent about it. I didn't do anything wrong.
Right. I don't think he should have to worry. But again, like, brutal miss. You have the coincidence, I think, not drop ready. Before the game, they had a priest, like, bless the end zone. You know what end zone they kicked towards to lose the game? The same one the priest was at in Pittsburgh.
Coincidence? I think not.
Don't mess with the Lord, baby. Right there.
Or a rookie kicker, man. Could you imagine that guy, seriously? Like,
this after the game, walking down the tunnel, and Harbaugh's like consulting him, and then, of course, just asshat fans like sending him and his wife death threats.
Oh, no,
on Instagram.
They already were.
Oh,
all,
they had like a Twitter video,
there.
Like
okay.
a TikTok
got
that was made
yeah,
where they're just like scrolling and it's like, if you die, it's like Ray Finkel all over again.
I mean, you know, the last couple of weeks, let's just call it what it is, have not been the best for me either. You don't need to have death threats on people's lives. I mean, because they missed a kick or something like that. Like, that's a rookie kicker.
It ain't that deep.
And it really isn't. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's sports, guys. It really does not matter. and you're mad at the kicker. Your team was terrible all season long, and they had an opportunity at the end to get into the postseason. It's not the kicker's fault. Your team stunk all year, and you know the kicker missed a kick at the end, whoop-de-doo, to lose it. I hope he's able to recover from that, because we do see that a lot in sports where guys miss big moments like that, and they're never able to recover. And that sucks for that rookie kicker. Like, I'm glad Pittsburgh won because I'm a Tomlin fan. But, I mean, I feel bad for that kid. I feel bad for that kicker, and I feel bad for his family to have to sit there and get death threats like that. Like, that's bogus, man. It's sports. It doesn't matter. It doesn't affect your life. And if it does affect your life, then you need to get some balance in it. And he missed a kick. It was a terrible season for the Baltimore Ravens. They were lucky that they were playing meaningful football in the final minute, final play, final second of this 2025 regular season. The Chiefs haven't played a meaningful game since week 12.
Well, they haven't won since November 23rd.
That's right. I mean, seriously, like when you think about it, the Baltimore Ravens had such a bad start to the season, but they were able to figure it out. They stayed in it all year long because of the division being as bad as it was, obviously, but they were still there all season long, and it comes down to the final play of the game in a season that just never got started right for the Baltimore Ravens, and you got people sending the kicker death threats over that kind of stuff, man. I mean, that to me is just what a bunch of weasels, really. Like, weak losers to do that kind of stuff, to let a football game affect you or let sports affect you so much that you're sending death threats to people. Get a life, man.
It's weird how the season started, Baltimore and Buffalo, and what we thought couldn't be topped.
Right.
That game was electric. It had all the feels. And then the last game of the regular season ends with that type of game involving Baltimore, as if maybe the first game was the foreshadowing of the entire season that, hold on, it's going to come down to a game. It might be the first one, might be the last one, but the same team's involved, and the same team loses, and now that team is out of the playoffs, and how the NFL worked, and everything is up for grabs at this point because it is the playoffs. It is starting. The Chiefs aren't in it. The Bengals aren't in it. The Ravens aren't in it. Since 2018, there will be a different AFC champion, not named Cincinnati, not named Kansas City. Buckle up. It's going to be fun. Like I told Mac on Tuesday, I think it's okay to have a year off.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't want two.
No. This is it. Yeah.
I don't want 2 years off.
Right. No, you get this year, but I will tell some people, and you know, throughout the break, I did a lot of talking. I'm just going to be honest with you guys. If you're going into next season expecting a Super Bowl championship team, I would hold my horses on that. I do think it's going to be a reset year next year from everything that I've been hearing about what's going to happen next year. And then the following year would be 27. That's the go for it again year. I think next year and this offseason is going to be I don't want to even use the term a slow build, but a build up for 2027. I think that is the target year now for this organization. But I'm with you. I mean, you can't go backwards. You got a new stadium with PSLs and a quarterback that needs to be happy. You've got to put a winner out there. The Chiefs don't have any room to take a step back based on the landscape of where their organization is headed in the next 5 years.
And to play devil's advocate, the last time they called it a rebuilding year, they were having a parade and looking up a trophy.
So, yeah, that is true. That's a great point.
Yes, I don't know what a rebuild year is in Kansas City, but I know the last time they tried it ended up being a Lombardi trophy.
That's exactly
number two for Patrick Mahomes.
But there's going to be a lot of changes. I mean, there's going
to be.
There needs to be a lot of changes,
there
right? Yeah, coaching staff changes are going to happen. Player changes are going to happen. You know, and there's people floating reports of Bieniemy or Kafka coming back. Why are we doing that? That is so stupid to bring back the old guard. If you're going to get rid of Matt, move on and find somebody different. Hire Brian Daboll as your offensive coordinator. What he was able to do in Buffalo and all that kind of stuff, I think he's a really good offensive mind. I don't think he obviously was a good head coach or maybe was in the wrong situation. But if you want to change things up from an offensive standpoint, go outside of your damn circle. I mean, enough with the, let's bring back Mike Kafka or let's bring back Eric Bieniemy. If you really want to make a change from an offensive standpoint, hire somebody that's done things differently. Brian Daboll's the perfect hire, in my opinion, if you are going to move on and hire a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what talking out both sides of your mouth if you don't want to do the bring it back method anymore because you're done with that and you're tired of it, but then you're like, well, we could bring back these guys. Like, well, that's the same thing
exactly.
That you don't want to do that you're doing, which Daboll's kind of a cut from the same tree as Bieniemy. He's kind of a red ass little like
bald little guy, you know, going to hold you accountable. I don't know if that's the answer. We'll find out in the coming days.
What do you do with Josh Allen and how good, you know, they were up there with that offense and whatnot. And, you know, you're starting to see it in New York with Jackson Dart and whatnot. Obviously, they were injury ridden and had all that. But you're right, Dusty. Like, people keep saying, we can't run it back. We need changes. Bring back Bienemy. Bring back. No. Bring back something new. Change it all up. Make it all brand new and have new voices in there, not new old voices.
Was it the last time for one member of the Chiefs yesterday, and it's not the last time for a Royals member? We'll get into that plus NFL playoff talk all next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karloftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.